maybe not a better titled book to talk about today than The Battle for the Soul of America and How Christians Can Win It. Dr. Richard Lee is joining me here today, and it's so apt to have that conversation today about the battle for the soul of America, because we're about to see it in a way we have maybe never seen it in this battle to fill the Supreme Court seat left behind by the death of Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
That's right, Steve.
Is going to be incredible. Dr. Lee, welcome to the program. Good to have you here.
Well, I'm honored to be with you.
Well, let's talk about this a little bit. I mean, you look at the candidates on the short list, including Amy Coney Barrett, the front runner, but the others, Barbara Lagoa, Allison Jones Rushing, Joan Larson, maybe less so Larson, but the other three, outspoken people of faith, without question. So when you talk about the battle for the soul of America, here are people that are probably anti-abortion, but pro-law. They're not just going to throw out Roe v. Wade out of hand. These are jurists that will weigh the facts in front of them. What do you make of the battle lines that have been drawn?
Well, the battle lines have been drawn for a number of years, really, because of the Marxist socialism that's been taught in our universities and really has crept in to American society. But Christians have not seen it. In fact, most Americans have not seen it. If if sometimes in these interviews and the times that I talk with my friends and others about what's going on in this nation, I almost have to stop, Steve, and say, am I having this conversation like about the disrespect for the flag and all of this? But the
right.
fact is that we are facing days that we've never faced before.
It's absurd in many ways. I'll give you that. Things that I never thought I would see, people disrespecting the flag. It was one thing to see people in the middle of Tehran burning the American flag and doing all of these things, but in the middle of Washington, D.C., as a matter of routine, come on.
Right. Yeah. I happened to be on the Religious Advisory Council for Trump, and I was at his acceptance speech for the nomination. And following that, I went out and got in this mob for an hour and a half. And I've never seen such hatred, unreasonable. I tried to reason with some of them, of course, then they just use the F word, which is basically all they know in their language.
Yeah.
And just full of hate. And we're facing not only hard political times. We're facing rebellion of hatred, or full of hatred towards our nation and towards those of us who have those of us who have worked hard to make America what she is, as well as those who died for it. So we're in a state, and I think that this nomination for a Supreme Court justice and what they're going to put them through, they're saying they're going to do all of these things, this individual, they don't even know who it is, shows that it is an attitude of rebellion and hatred towards not only individual, but what a nation stands for.
Let me ask you this, Doctor. Does anyone besides myself find it unusual, because I found it unusual for a number of years now, that apparently we don't have a single Protestant in America that's qualified to be on the Supreme Court? Not one.
Yeah, and especially an evangelical. Not a one.
Not a one. No, we have the Catholic Church and the Jewish faith represented quite strongly on the United States Supreme Court. Not a single Protestant to be found. And if Barrett is your choice, it will continue that way. The only person on the list here that would change that is Allison Jones Rushing. Seems unusual. I mean, I don't really care. It just seems unusual. Kind of a footnote to the whole assemblage of nine people.
Well, I've thought about that for many, many years. In fact, as I look at the list that Trump gave us to begin with back in 2016, and I look at this list today, I wonder, is there not at least one conservative Christian, and is maybe an evangelical, but not one that was qualified? Certainly there are.
There is now. Allison Jones Rushing is on the list.
Answer that question, I don't have.
Yeah, Allison Jones Rushing, who is, by the way, also just 38 years old, mm-hmm. is on the list, and she is a, I would say, an evangelical Christian, based on the reading that I've done about her. I was not familiar with her prior to this. But the Democrats have been willing to, pull out 36-year-old allegations of sexual misconduct against Brett Kavanaugh that alleged that he did that while in high school. How far will they go here? I ask because they didn't do well in the 2018 midterm elections. They got beaten soundly, lost four senators as a result of the Kavanaugh hearings almost exclusively. What do you make of it?
Well, I think that they're in a place right now where they're living in such anger and such hatred. You know, hatred causes a person or an individual or a group of individuals. Hatred causes them not to be able to see with logic and reasoning. Sure. And I think that they hate Donald Trump so much that nothing is off the table, even the loss of the election. And the politicians, even beyond the fact of them being reelected, these socialist leaning politicians.
Let me ask you this before we run out of time. I've only got a minute left here. Dr. Richard Lee here, author of The Battle for the Soul of America, and it really is. Let me ask you this. Do you think that the idea, the threat being leveled by Democrats that they will pack the court, basically invalidate the choice made by the president here, nullify the choice made by the president, will that motivate evangelicals and Catholics and so forth and people of faith to go to the polls in stronger numbers on the 3rd of November? Your thoughts?
Yeah, I think it will. I think it will, but we've got to be able to tell them and to interpret it for them. You know, Americans are so used to being spoon-fed, all of us, that a lot of people don't do much studying these days. So if we tell them the truth like you're doing, Steve, I think it will motivate them.
All right, Doctor, greatly appreciate it. Thank you for being here. Dr. Richard Lee, the book is The Battle for the Soul of America and How Christians Can Win It. Greatly appreciate you being here today, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Steve. Bye-bye.
There you have it. It's the No Panic Zone here on a Wednesday. Good to have you here. The conversation will continue. And I want you to hear, when you think that hope is lost for young people, stick around. I've got something for you here on the Steve Gruber Show.